Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome back. 3:48, 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Jerry Sieper, Washington Times investigative editor. Once again, good afternoon, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine. It's Friday. I'm always fine on Friday.
Good. You know?
Hey, do me a favor here. Set the story. We had a border agent arrested in 2009, right? And for what reason?
Jesus Diaz Jr. was arrested in 2009 after he had a confrontation with an illegal immigrant who was a suspected drug smuggler. He was alleged to have been carrying 75 pounds of marijuana when he was apprehended by the Border Patrol. During the course of his arrest, the agent allegedly handcuffed him, and when he resisted, he pulled his hands up in the air, which is a fairly universal police technique, and forced him to the ground. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Texas thought that that was a violation of his civil rights. It was unreasonable force, and so they brought charges against him, took him to court, and...
For raising the guy's arms?
And forcing him to the ground, right?
It's unbelievable.
It is, but the Western District of Texas for the U.S. Attorney's Office is the same place where agents Ramos and Compion were convicted of violating the civil rights of another suspected drug smuggler who had abandoned 800 pounds of marijuana and was fleeing back into Mexico after he assaulted one of the agents, and he got shot in the buttocks, as we say at the
Washington
Times.
I remember that. That's right. That's right.
So it's a office that has a history of targeting agents.
Now, in the case of Ramos and Compion, they were released under the Bush administration, weren't they? They served a couple years?
Yes. President George W. Bush commuted their sentence after they both had served about 2 years.
Huh. What kind of background, if any, did Agent Diaz have? Is there something in his background that indicated that he was a guy?
None that we were able to find. He's a seven-year veteran. His wife is a Border Patrol agent. So it's a family affair. And he actually was, in a first trial, was acquitted. Not acquitted, but a mistrial was declared. He actually was investigated by the Department of Homeland Security, Office of Professional Responsibility, and by the Inspector General's Office when the allegations first surfaced, and was also cleared of any wrongdoing. Later, another group, the Internal Affairs Office of the Office of Professional Responsibility, I think, at U.S. Customs and Border Protection went after him and got charged with new charges.
What happened behind the scenes? Was there pressure from the Mexican government?
The Mexican government sent a letter on the just hours after the alleged incident demanding an investigation and saying that the alleged drug smuggler, a 15-year-old boy at the time, had been beaten. The defense argued in court and had pictures showing that this kid who had been beaten didn't have any marks on him. Except the strapped marks on his shoulders where he was carrying, supposedly carrying, the marijuana.
Now, this didn't happen in broad daylight, right? This happened in the middle
of the night? Oh, no. 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock.
2 a.m.
Yeah. Now the president of the union, which represents the border agents, has stepped forward, right?
Yeah, the national actually, it's the vice president. He's been their most visible spokesman. It's the National Border Patrol Council, which represents all 17,000 non-supervisory agents within the Border Patrol, has come forward, and he's concerned about how much money, how much time they spent on this case to get a 24-month conviction of a guy who already had spent 8 months in confinement.
All right. I'm just wondering, you know, based on the stories you hear about border agents and this nonsense that they have to go through from time to time, why would anyone want to be a border agent, you know?
I have been down on the border, I believe it's about four times now, where we've ridden, the photographer and I have ridden from drove from Brownsville, Texas to San Diego, spent about 5 weeks, rode with a number of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You'll discover rather quickly out on the border that these are very dedicated young men and women who believe that what they're doing is securing the southern border of this United States against illegal immigrants,
sure.
Terrorists,
mm-hmm.
Drug smugglers, and they feel that the job that they do is an honorable profession. It's a very difficult job. People don't realize that the Border Patrol confiscates more drugs than anybody else, any other federal law enforcement agency. They arrest more people. They arrest 1 million people a year.
Holy cow.
Figure it up. You know, do the math.
Yeah. How many go right back across the border?
Most.
And then come back in again?
if you're a guy coming from a small town near Mexico City, and you've spent your money to get to the border, and then you've given a coyote or a guide another $2,000 to get across the border.
Right.
By the time you get across the border, you've got no money left.
Yeah.
And so when they pick you up and take you down to the Border Patrol station and give you a Coke and a bologna sandwich and then put you on a bus and take you back down to the border, where are you going to go? You can't get back home. You come right back. Some of these guys that get arrested have been arrested 6, 7, 8, 9 times.
Huh. It's amazing. All right. Now, in the case of Agent Diaz, appeals process underway?
Appeals process is underway,
okay.
Yes.
And you say he served
He served 8 months waiting for trial.
Will he ultimately serve the rest of his term, you think? Or?
Ultimately, yes. Huh. The federal government's sentencing guidelines do not give time off for good behavior. If you're sentenced to 24 months, you spend 24 months there.
Mm. This is just one of these amazing stories. The more I hear about this kind of stuff, the more it drives me crazy.
Back to your other question, why would you want to be a Border Patrol? Yeah. I have no idea. I know what the Border Patrol agents out on, who are out there already think. And a lot of them are leaving the agencies. They're the high attrition, and particularly.
I can't blame them.
Well, there's other agencies that pay better.
Yeah.
Federal agencies who look on these Border Patrol guys kind of like the Kansas City used to be viewed by the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
The farm team.
Sure.
And so they get training, they go through the academy, they graduate, and then they go on to the FBI.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, listen, thanks for dropping in today and explaining all of this. We appreciate it. And please keep me posted as to any new developments.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to see you again, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Sieper of the Washington Times, 3:56 on 7:30 WTNT, The Truth.